Why? Why did God choose you? How come he opened his heart to you to share his son with you so that you could be saved from eternal death? Have you ever wondered that? Why me? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And that's the reality if you believe in Jesus, that he is the Son of God, that he died to pay for your sins, that he rose again to give you a new life. If you've placed your whole life in his hands, then you are one of the chosen ones. Let's recap on that handful of verses that we've been chatting about these last couple of days. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. But God is rich in mercy, and he loved us very much. We were actually spiritually dead because of all we'd done against him. But he gave us new life together with Christ. You have been saved by God's grace. Yes, it's because we are part of Christ Jesus that God raised us from death and seated us together with him in the heavenly places. Ah, what a reality. One that we need to come back to again and again because we have an eternity ahead of us because of what Jesus did for us. Just let that soak in. But why? Why me? Why you? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7. God did this so that his kindness to us who belong to Christ Jesus would clearly show for all time to come the amazing richness of his grace. Why? So that his kindness would be emblazoned across the sky for all of eternity, so that people would know who he is when they see what he's done in our life. So, hey, let's live a life that shines his kindness and the richness of his grace into the lives of those who have yet to know him. That's God's word fresh for you today. There's something so incredible about living that sort of life, really. But some days it ain't easy. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com. where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.